Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Oh, come on, we can do better than that. I didn't say give us a hand clap of praise. I said give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Let me ask this question. Have you ever experienced anything that's gooder? I know I said it wrong. But have you ever experienced anything that's gooder than God? Well, then you ought to give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. He's worthy to be praised and to be honored. Amen. Amen. Our call to scripture today would come from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, asking that you be a part of this service. And for we already know that you're here, for your presence can be felt. And Master, you share with us that you will always be with us. So we thank you now for your presence here. And we pray that we can commune with you, that we can sup with you, which means that we can get close to you, Lord God, so we can share some intimate time with you while you are here. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen. 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 We now have our opening hymn, hymn 217.
In sin and error.
Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you. Master, when we look back over our lives, we have so much to be thankful for. And Master, as we enter into this period of Advent, Master, where we are recognizing the peace that you have brought into this world, we want to thank you for our peace. For Master, we know that it does not come by us or anything that we have taken part in, but peace comes through you. We come to say thank you, Master. Master, we come to cast all of our cares upon you, for we know that you care. And Master, in 2 Thessalonians 3:16, it says, now that the Lord of peace himself give you peace always, by all means, the Lord be with you all. Thank you, Master, for always being with us. And Master, thank you for always making sure by all means that we have peace. We come to say thank you. Father, when you say by all means, we know that you will turn this world upside down just to give us some peace. We know that you are darkening the skies to give us peace. You will split the ground to give us peace. You will move a mountain to give us peace. You will dry up a sea just to give us some peace. So we come today to say thank you, Lord, for being who you are. You are not only our peacemaker, but you are our peace giver. We say thank you for being our God, for being our Lord, and being our Savior. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of our tithing and offering. That you bless these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Father, during this time, Lord God, with so many going through so many things and need so much help, we pray, Father God, that we can help them through what you have given us today. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
Blessings flow, praise him, all creatures near we live. I thank God for the gift he gave to the world on that special day. The baby Jesus is what we needed to show us our sinful race. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. And the song said that he has given the greatest gift to man. And not only did he do that, but he gave us understanding. For he's understanding. He's merciful. He's graceful. He's loving. And he's kind. That's enough that we all ought to be shouting off of. Amen. Amen. The song says hallelujah, which is the greatest praise, the highest praise that we can give unto God, because we don't have any better words in our vocabulary to say just how good he's been. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33. And when you pulled up your app and have downloaded that scripture, say amen. Amen. It used to be that when you turn the page. Amen. John 16, verse 33 says this. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Just for a few minutes, I want to take this subject, peace given by God. Here in this chapter, we find Jesus having a conversation with his disciples. He began this conversation with them back in chapter 13, for he is preparing them for his death and for his departure. And the picture that he paints of the world is not a very good picture. It is actually a picture that's quite disturbing. For he shares with them how the world will respond to his death. He says that you will mourn, but the world will rejoice. They will be happy that I'm gone. They will be overwhelmed with joy because I have been crucified. But in his chapter, he also warns them about the things they will encounter and endure in the world. He shares with them that the world is filled with discourse, wickedness, and that it is filled with godliness. And that they will have to deal with the pains of tribulations, the pains of oppression, the pains of being opposed, for they had to deal with opposition. And they will also have to deal with intense pressure because they belong to him. Lord, have mercy. I can say, and I'm quite sure some of you all can say, I have experienced all of that. As a Christian, and you lived in this world, this world is not your friend. Huh? I'm just going to be blunt with you. It is not your friend. And this world does not like your lifestyle. It does not like the way that you live, because when you live the way that you live, it tells them that the way that they live is wrong. Lord, have mercy. So we have to endure some things. But I want to share with you, my brothers and my sisters, because I must say this to you. Jesus was not just preparing them. He was preparing us. Because the journey that we are walking in is not an easy journey. You know, some of us, we make the mistake of thinking that when we give our life to Christ, everything is going to be all right. Let me share with you, when you give your life to Christ, all the trouble that you have been avoiding is now coming. And because before you was his, you belonged to the devil. And so he didn't have to bother you. But now that you belong to Christ, the enemy wants to make you change your mind. So he intends to squeeze all of the Christianity out of you. He wants to put pressure in your life to make you want to go back to your old way of living. Anybody ever had them thoughts? I know I did. I was like, why am I doing all this? And I'm doing everything you asked me to do, but I can't seem to shake trouble. It's like trouble is following me. It's like trouble is on my track. It's running me down. Every time I turn around, it's something. I didn't have these problems when I was out there shaking it in the world. Everything was smooth sailing. But once I gave my life to Christ, things started happening in my life. That's because the world is filled with evil and it looks to destroy all those who are not according to their system. The world looks to destroy us. It looks to take us out because the world is filled with wickedness. It's filled with discourse. And let me give you just a few examples. In May of 2020, a man killed his two sisters because he thought they stole his wallet. His biological sisters, he murdered them because he felt they took something from him. And they found out later on the wallet that he thought was stolen was actually in his house. His mother found his wallet. In 2023, a woman who was keeping somebody else's child took that child and put the child in the dryer, turned the dryer on, and allowed the baby to tumble in the dryer with towels while heat was coming through the dryer. Just telling you about the evils of the world. And now in 2023, we have 623 mass shootings. Lord have mercy. 623 mass shootings. The BBC says that 623 occurred where there was four or more people shot and injured. So the number is actually higher than 623. They only count it when there's four people who shot. What about the number when there was three people who were shot, or two people, or just one person being shot? The world is filled with evil. But Jesus wants us to know, in the midst of all of this wickedness, all of this hatred, all of this godliness, that we can find peace. Reverend, the outlook is bleak. How do you mean we can find peace? Well, our peace is not in the world. Our peace should be found in Jesus. A lot of us can't find peace because we're trying to find it somewhere else. Find it in the liquor bottle, left hand cigarette. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Your children call it yayow, or loud, spliff. We look for peace everywhere but where we ought to be looking for peace. Jesus said, I am your peace. Reverend Jesus is not here. Yes, he is. Jesus is everywhere. Because Jesus is God. He's trying to help us here in this text because he knows what we are about to deal with. He understands the nature of man, and he knows that without us knowing that he is our peace, we will go back. Reverend, I'd never go back. Yes, you would. If you didn't have Jesus to hold on to, if you didn't have Jesus in your life to comfort you when you need comfort, if you didn't have Jesus in your life to talk to you when you need someone to talk to, because sometimes talking to folks don't help.
Amen.
Sometimes you need to go on and do what mama said, get down on them knees and call on his name.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
She taught me that every time you fall on your knees and call on his name, he will show up. She didn't say he might show up. She said he will show up. Jesus is our peace. He wants us to know that we can always find peace in him because he is the author of peace. He's the creator of all peace. He's not just some prophet. Jesus is the Lord and Savior, the only one who we can receive life through. Huh? Not Muhammad, not Buddha, not your ancestors, because that's the new thing with children now praying to their ancestors. I'm not going to pray to my ancestors. I don't know who they were. I love them because they overcame some things for them, but I don't know who they are. Amen? But I know who my God is. Huh? He's my Lord and Savior. He's the one that caresses me when no one else knows that I'm going through something. He's the one who can count my tears and count the number of tears that fall from my eyes and take my tears and interpret what's in my tears and take them back to God and tell God what I need in my life. Peace. That can only be given by God. We call it perfect peace. Anybody here ever experienced perfect peace? I must say I have. And when it came into my life, it was so clear. I was going through the worst part of my life. I was toiling. Things kept happening. I couldn't find comfort. I couldn't even sleep. But all of a sudden, one day, in the midst of all my trials, in the midst of all of my tribulations, all the things I was trying to make things better was just messing it up, making my situation worse. The people who I was trying to get advice from didn't give me the right advice. Although they thought they were giving me good advice, but all of a sudden, one day, when I was on my knees, I found perfect peace. Jesus wants you to know that he is your perfect peace. You know, the world teaches us to accomplish things, and there's nothing wrong with that. We ought to set out to accomplish things. We ought to have goals in our lives. We ought to want to do better in our lives. But we can't make those things more important than they are. If you can find peace and money, then explain to me why there's more people who are rich that kill themselves than anybody else. The suicide rate amongst rich people is higher than it is amongst any other status of people. You can't find peace in money. You can't find peace in your job. You can't find peace in your business. Jesus said, I am the only peace. He said, I'm the only giver of peace. He said, I told you all this stuff about the world because I want you to know. Despite them being who they are, because they're going to be who they are. Yeah. Amen. I have a friend that told me, you know, when somebody showed themselves to you the first time, you better believe them. He said, no matter what you endure, I am the perfect peace. Watch this, and then I'm going to go home. He says this. He says, I have overcome the world. Jesus is speaking about a guarantee. And he's not speaking about it in present tense. He's speaking about it as if he's already done it. But we know that has not happened because Jesus has not gone to the cross yet. But he speaks about it in the form that he has already done it, because when God gives you a guarantee, it's already there. God's guarantees are eternal, which means they were already built for you before the world was. Oh, y'all don't hear me. It was already there for you before the world was even created. So when you're walking around, you don't even realize that your guarantee is already with you. Your peace is already there. All you have to do is access what God has already guaranteed to you. Lord have mercy. Somebody ought to be giving God some praise, because somebody's going through something right now and you don't realize that your guarantee is already there. We talking about, well, Reverend, I'm going to do better. No, you can do better right now, because your guarantee is already there. Your peace is already there. Brother, I'm going to get better. I'm going. Your peace is already with you. So why would you wait on something that you already have? I'm going to leave that with you. If Jesus is your perfect peace, if he is your Lord and Savior, everything that you need to have peace in your life is already walking with you. All you have to do is walk in it. All you have to do is what? Walk in it. The peace that only God can give is already with you. All you have to do is walk in that peace. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are now open if there will be one. The time is now, and the Bible says, find God where surely he can be found. For there shall become a time where God cannot be found. Father God, we come to you now to say thank you, Master, for as we walk out of these doors and out of this building, we know that peace will be with us. And Father, we thank you because not only will it be with us, but it will carry us through the week. For we can reflect back on the things that you've already done for us, and we can be assured. As you said in this scripture, Father God, we can find rest and assurance in the fact that you will be there with us. And not only that you will be there with us, but because of you, we can overcome all circumstances and situations. So we thank you now as we leave this place that you protect us and you watch over us and can keep us until we can return. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. And let all the saints of God sing.